Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. Welcome back. Amen. For another installment of The Plumb Line. This is Plumb Line number 14, and we will briefly explore what the word says about polluting the temple. Uh-oh. Praise God. If we confess, praise God, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Because there are times throughout the history of mankind that we have failed the Lord, that we have polluted the temple. Amen. And that being his temple as in the building, and also the temple as in our bodies. Amen. So we're going to be talking about polluting the temple on today. And there is a portion of scripture in Matthew 21 and 12. Amen. That I have been reading over and over again. And it says, Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And then he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." I've read and you've heard from Matthew chapter 21 and 12. Amen. In this particular time, Jesus went into the temple, glory to God, and he observed the activity that was taking place in the house of God. Amen. And he began to drive out the money changers and those who sold doves and animals, amen, that were there to be sacrificed. He drove them out of the temple, because the word of God does say that the Lord's house, his house, the house of Yahweh, would be the house of prayer. But he said it. Remember, he drove out the money changers and those who were selling doves. And he said that they had made the house of God a den of thieves. So they had defiled the house of God. And then there was a deceptive bent taking place in the house of God. They were deceiving the people of God, and they were polluting the house of the living God. So there was a pollution, a defilement taking place in the midst of the temple when Jesus went through and observed these things. Amen. And he rose up in a righteous indignation. Amen. And he began to turn over the tables and dismiss those that were in there causing the defilement, so that the house of God would once again be clean. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your grace toward us, Lord. We give you all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor as we come into your presence, recognizing, Lord God, that none of us, Lord, came into the earth with anything. So every talent and every ability, Lord God, every creativity, Lord, every anointing and every gift, it came forth from the Father of life. Your word even expresses it so. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, Lord. And we acknowledge you on today, Lord God. We acknowledge you at all times that you are the true and the living God, and that you are our source. You're the source of our life, the source of our breath, the source of our beating, our being. We don't have control over the beat of our hearts or the synapses of our brains. It is all because of you. It is because you created, and because you love, and because you sustain, and because you maintain, and because you deliver, oh God, that we are still here. And we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Father, we acknowledge you even as we go forth, Lord God, in this time, Lord God, of exhortation. Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. Oh Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you, asking you, Lord God, to wash us of every sin, Lord God, and every every transgression. Wash us, Father God, even of the iniquities, Lord God, of our ancestors. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord God, we break agreement with every spirit of the enemy. We break agreement with the kingdom of darkness in every way, Lord God, in every sign, in every signal, Lord God, that he has sent forth in the earth and even in our bodies, Father. We break agreement, oh, Lord God, with every word of the devil, oh, Lord God, and with every one of his diabolical tricks. We break agreement on today, Lord God, that we might give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord God, that we might come authentically before you, Lord God, and to be established in your will and in your way, and that our obedience be fulfilled. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Oh, God, I give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I read a portion of scripture from Matthew. Amen. As we start out talking about polluting the temple. Amen. That word to pollute. And this is from the Merriam-Webster dictionary. The word to pollute means to make ceremonially or morally impure, to defile, to debase, to contaminate, and to corrupt. Amen. To pollute, to make ceremonially or morally impure, defile, debase, contaminate, or to corrupt. Amen. We're talking about polluting the temple on today. Amen. In the first book of Corinthians, excuse me, I feel like I have to hiccup or something, but glory to God anyhow. In the first book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:17, and I'm reading from the King James Version. Amen. This portion of scriptures, any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are, ye are. Amen. From the Amplified, it says it this way. If anyone destroys the temple of God, corrupting it with false doctrine, God will destroy the destroyer. For the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us. Amen. And we have to be careful. Amen. Submitting ourselves to the works of the enemy. Amen. We see so many, amen, that have gone forth in this day, glory to God, bringing folks forth false doctrines and false prophecies. Amen. Trying to do as little as they can and are basically trying so hard, amen, not to do, let me see how I want to put that. Trying really hard, glory to God, to do as little as they can and still remain holy. We hear things like, yeah, I did it and I'm still saved. But are you? Because you have just defiled yourself with that activity. So are you still saved? So because every time we sin, and even those attitudes have a consequence. Amen. In this season, in this particular time, isn't that something?
No. I'm sure I understand.
No, thank you. I have no idea why my Siri popped in the middle of our message, but God rebuke you, kingdom of darkness, in the name of Jesus. The will of the Lord shall go forth, and the word of the Lord shall be done. Amen. And this word will go forth, amen, so that the people of God will be delivered even on tonight, because deliverance is here. Glory to God. Amen. So we have to be careful, glory to God, amen, what we are giving ourselves over to. Amen. Because in this time and in this season, we know we are living in the last days. And I have been saying it often these days, that we're living in the last of the last days, in the last minute, glory to God, of the last days. So we have to be very careful, because we're seeing, I mean, even in the atmosphere right now, in this age where we're living through the time where it is, we are dangerously on the border of nuclear war. We're seeing it happen even in Ukraine and Russia. We're praying, amen, that the spirit of darkness, amen, be dismantled in that area. But we also see the works of the enemy. He is working fiercely, and it is important that the people of God be interceding. And there's some things we won't be able to pray away, but we have to continue to pray because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So we have to be careful, our posture. So what we're talking about today is our heart posture because we are the temple of God. There's another portion of scripture that lets us know that it was referring to fornication. And it also says that we were bought with a price and no longer are we our own, but we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost resides on the inside of us. So when we ignore the prompts of the Spirit, when we ignore the conviction of the Holy Ghost, amen, and we take on, amen, and we open the door for the enemy to come in, amen. And he's not just going to take an inch. He's going to take an entire mile. And he might wait dormant in some area, in another area, so that you get to this place where you are in a place where you may have just been established in the will of the Lord, or so you think. And the enemy will embarrass you time and in this season. Amen. We have to be careful of our posture. Amen. This is polluting. When I'm talking about polluting the temple, and I'm struggling with this a little bit for some reason, and I know it is an attack of the enemy, but I just want to repeat that scripture that I gave to you from 1 Corinthians. And it says, if any man defile the temple, and that word defile, amen, is the word. Let me read it fully for you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. So if any man defile the temple of God, and I need you to recognize that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you are the temple of God. So if any man defile the temple of God, him God shall destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Remember, the temple of God is his holy place. The Lord is holy in all of his doing. He never gets out of character. He's always holy. He's holy in his anger. He's holy in his righteousness. He's holy in his justice. He's holy in his judgment. God is always holy. He's never out of character. But for some reason, the people of God feel like they can get out of character. Remember, we are supposed to have the mind of Christ. So the character of Christ should be what we are presenting to the world. So when we get out of character, out of God's character, out of holiness, out of godliness, out of the truth, amen, we are defiling the temple of God. We're bringing, amen, a corruption into God's temple. And just like Jesus did when he was on the earth, he will put the corruption out. That means he will bring judgment. We will bring judgment upon ourselves when we defile the temple. So we do have to be careful. And in this day, we can't. So many are trying to do the least amount that they can and still be holy, and which is not possible because remember the word of God tells us that even the elect would scarcely make it in. So we have to do the most. What others think, when others say you ain't got to do all that, they lying. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil himself concocted those words and caused them to spit them, vomit them, as a matter of fact, out of their mouth. That's a lie. Because the Spirit of the Lord is actually asking us to consecrate even further, consecrate even more, become more intimate with him, spend more time in his presence. And this is the time when we need more direction, when we need more instruction, because we're watching as the word of God is being fulfilled in front of our eyes, the word that Jesus spoke in the earth. And I know I've said it before, and I'm going to repeat it again. Those very words that he wrote and read in some of your Bibles, those things are being fulfilled in our presence, right in our age. We're watching these things happen. And the reason we're able to see these things happen is because of satellites and because we have television and because there are journalists that will go into those areas and send pictures back so unlike the days, amen, when Jesus walked the earth, and the days that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were here, we can actually see what's happening on the other side of the earth. So we see that these things are happening even right now. And now we know how the gospel would be able to reach every area of the earth, every tribe and every town, every continent and every republic, because we have this kind of technology in the earth. But we're watching the evil go forth. We're watching the manifestation of the sons of the devil, amen, be move in the earth right now. We're watching war, not just rumors of war, but actual wars take place. We're watching as earthquakes are going forth throughout the earth, and tsunamis, and we're watching as fear is taking over the minds of the people. So we as the people of God, oh, we need to be, oh my God, we need to be in his faith more than we ever have before. Amen. Rather than seeking to do our very least, we need to be doing our very most, and then even go further than that. When we think we've done our most, we need to do more, because we need to intercede for the earth. It's the prayers of the saints, amen. We're not trying to tip the bowl over in the side of the enemy. We're trying to tip the bowl over a prayer so that they will pour out into the earth, and so that God will have mercy even upon our souls and save us from the things that are coming. But if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And then that word defile, in the Greek it's spelled P-H-T-H-E-I-R-O, and it's pronounced thyro, defile, and it means to defile. It signifies to destroy by means of corrupting, to destroy by means of corrupting. Remember, we said if any man defiled the temple of God, if any man destroy by means of corrupting, and so bringing it into a worse state. So we bring ourselves into a worse state. There are, it also means pollution. Corruption, pollution, defilement, glory to God. There's more scripture, amen, that even relates in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. It talks about the effects of our association. So those people that we hang out, the evil company that we hang out with. It also refers to those who deny the truth and spread fallacy or false doctrines. It refers to the effects of dishonorable dealings. It also refers to the marring of the church by leading away people from holiness and the purity of the word in 1 Corinthians 3 and 17. It also refers to the corrupting of minds, which is what that is, in 1 Corinthians 11 and 13, another scripture. Amen. It also it means moral decay. Amen. I'm giving you all the definitions that are under this word, defile. Thyro is the word in the Greek. It also refers to harboring unresolved issues or bitterness. If we defile the temple, when we harbor unresolved issues that turn into bitterness. Amen. With moral decay defiles our temple, the temple of God, which we are. Remember, we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Strong says thyro means to shrivel or wither or to spoil, to ruin, especially figuratively, by moral influence, to deprave, to corrupt self, defile, destroy, pollute. The word depraved means immoral or wicked or to corrupt. The word defile means to spoil or to desecrate. And to desecrate is to violate or to treat a sacred thing with violent disrespect. My God. My God. My God. Oh, saints of God, such a scary thing. Amen. I want to give you a few more scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3:17, I'm going to repeat that one again, and I know that is our scripture that I've been repeating already. I'm going to repeat it again. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Okay, I'm going to go back to that scripture where I gave you an example about evil company or those that we hang with. And then that's 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, be not deceived, tations or evil homilia, which is a Greek word, homilia. It means evil companionship or communications with and companionship. So evil communications is how it's written here. Corrupt good manners. So evil communication corrupts good manner. And that word homilia is that word for communication. And it refers to the actual people that you are consorting with. It comes from that root word homily. And it is that word that means to consort with. So it's talking about your companions, those that you communicate with, your besties, amen, those that are your running buddies, those people. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners, and those good manners would be those holy and righteous ways of God. All right. 2 Corinthians 7:2, receive us. I don't want to use that one. Ephesians 4:22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. So that former conversation is the way that you lived formerly. Our conversation is our communication verbally and non-verbally. The things that we speak and the things that we do, that former conversation. Amen. We're putting off those things which were corrupt, the scripture says, according to the deceitful lust. So we don't want to pick up those things again when we now have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside of us. Amen. We have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. So we don't want to pick up again those former conversations and corrupt the Spirit of God, because he will judge us. Because this is the season where we need to be bringing people closer to God. We need to get closer to him ourselves, and we need to be being examples of holiness and righteousness and truth. People see enough corruption. They see enough deceitfulness. They see enough fleshly lust in the earth. We need to be the examples of holiness and righteousness. Amen. Polluting the temple, and this has never been an option, not a true option, although the enemy presents it as one. And I'm telling you, that is exactly what it is. The enemy will present the polluting of the temple of God as an option, but it is an option that will bring you to death. It will bring you to judgment, and you may not survive it. So it is that time, even right now, to repent of those things and to return to the Lord. Jude 1:10, if these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. All right, those that defile themselves. Revelation 19:2 says, for true and righteous are his judgments, the judgments of the Lord. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Glory to God. Amen. I just wanted to bring forth a few of the scriptures, amen, regarding this very thing. Amen. I'm looking back to make sure I did not leave anything out, because I am imploring you today, amen, that polluting the temple of God is a great sin in his presence, amen, and he will destroy us for polluting his temple, amen. But he has given us a way of escape. Amen. I want to read that scripture to you one more time. If any man defile the temple of God, and let me read it to you in the Amplified. If anyone destroys the temple, that defilement is destruction, or anyone corrupts the temple of God. If anyone destroys the temple of God, corrupting it with false doctrines, with sin of any kind, actually, God will destroy the destroyer. If you are the one destroying the temple of God, he will destroy you. He will destroy the destroyer. For the temple of God is holy, sacred, and that is what you are. So this was a warning, amen, that Paul was speaking to the church in Corinth, amen, that if any of you, oh my God, defile the temple of God, this is what is going to happen. But the Lord, amen, is faithful. Glory to God. If we confess our sins, if you are one that has defiled the temple of God, if you are one that tried to do the least that you could do and still be holy, if you are one, amen, that is just being disobedient one way or another, check yourself, examine yourself on today. It makes sense, perfect sense, each day to arise and examine yourself and even ask the Lord to shine a light on you, because we don't want any unclean thing in us, any spot and any wrinkle could keep us out of his presence. And we don't want anything to keep us out of his presence today. We need the Lord. We need him every day and every hour for everything under the sun. And the days have become more and more evil. We need to be hidden in the Lord on this day. We want to be found under the shadow of the Almighty, hidden from every pestilence and every dis-ease and every condition in the earth. We want to be the ones that are at peace even when there's chaos on the outside. So we must, amen, come before the Lord and confess our sins. Amen. And he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to tell you, for those of you that are not quite sure how to do this, I'm going to tell you what I have done, amen, because there were so many things in my life that I knew were not right, because there were things that would trigger me and things that I couldn't seem to let go of, and I definitely had a big lust issue for a long time, and I would bring it to the Lord because I would tell the Lord, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to do this. I don't even understand what's driving me to this. I don't understand why this is happening. But what I would begin to do is I would come into the presence of the Lord and surrender to him the best that I knew how, and I would begin to cry out to him and ask him to forgive me my sin and to deliver me from the evil that I knew was there, because I see it, because I would be triggered by those evil thoughts and those evil things, and I would ask the Lord to deliver me. And there came a point in time I just started asking, Lord, I need you to uproot this thing. Father, I need you to uproot lust. I need you to uproot, Lord God, abandonment. I need you to uproot rejection. I need you to uproot poor self-esteem. I need you to uproot these things. And slowly but surely, the Lord began to uproot the spirit of the enemy out of my flesh so that I could seek him more. Glory to God. And it is a process, saints of God. It just doesn't happen overnight. But if you are consistent, if you are steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, he will move. Oh, I love that scripture in Jeremiah, and I happen to be reading Jeremiah right now. I love the scripture in Jeremiah, I believe it's 33:3, and it says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So this is the season for us to repent and return, and for us to get closer to God than we have ever been in our entire lives, for us to pray until something happens, and something will happen, just like the word is in Jeremiah. And I know that word is true because I have prayed that word over my life. I called upon the Lord and he did answer me, and he showed me, and he is showing me great and mighty things that I know not of. He will do the same to you. The Lord is not a respecter of persons. If you pour your life out before him, if you pour your sin out, amen, he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and he will teach you how to put on the weapons of your warfare. He'll teach you how to use your authority in the name of Jesus to keep the enemy at bay. He will teach you how to remain submitted unto him so you can resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. He'll show you how to do it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we honor the Lord tonight. I give him all of the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. Amen. 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 He is our deliverer. He is our deliverer, and he's our creator. He knows exactly what we have need of. He knows the thought, the intents and the thoughts of our heart. He knows the direction and the path that is set before us. Amen. Go to God. Amen. He will show you the direction that you ought to go in, even in this hour. We need to know the way that God would have us to go right now. We need to know, because stuff is happening, and it's happening quickly. And we need to know where he has us strategically positioned in this hour. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know him, amen, scripture says, they that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be. In this hour, the Lord is looking for you to call out before him so that he can fill you with himself, so that he can fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Read in the book of Acts, amen, when Peter stood up among, amen, his brethren on the day of Pentecost, amen, and he began to preach to them about the Jesus, that same Jesus, the same Yeshua that they had crucified. He began to proclaim that he is Lord, and he is the long-awaited Messiah. And they asked, amen, as he went on to speak, they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? And Peter let them know, repent. Oh, my God. That word repent is the word metanoia in the Greek, and it means to change your mind. Amen. And they had a change of mind on that day, a change of heart. They believed that the Messiah, amen, that was crucified is their Lord and Christ. They believed, and because they believed, they repent. They turned away, amen, from that false belief. They turned away from those things that were wicked, and they turned their hearts to the Lord on that day. Amen. Peter continued and told them to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, even as they did. For that gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost, is for you and for your sons and for your daughters and for as many as are afar off. The Lord is calling your name. He knows your situation. He knows exactly where you are. He knows your despair. He knows your joy. Amen. And he's waiting for you to call on him so that he can show you the way out and the way through. Amen. Even in the days, amen, that are coming in the earth. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and anoint you. This has been Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, The Plumb Line, 14, polluting the temple, amen, and receiving the deliverance of God so that we're polluted no more to God. God bless.